Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, dear friends and participants of this European Conference on Multipolarity. My name is Mikis Filaniotis, and I am a citizen of the European Union. Unfortunately, it is very difficult and sad for me to say straight that I am a citizen of the Republic of Cyprus. Yes, of course, the state by the name of the Republic of Cyprus exists and is a member of the United Nations and is being recognized as an independent state since 1960, after being a colony of Great Britain for a long time. But what our feelings are after almost 20 years in the EU, we have almost completely lost our sovereignty. Cyprus inside and outside of the EU votes as is being ordered by the strong countries and EU institutions, and many times votes even against the interests of the people of Cyprus, especially now for the sanctions against Russia. The double standards of Europeans revolt our people. We are losing our identity. From our European colonizers. The sword of Damocles from British military bases constantly hangs over our island, Europeans, as modern colonialists, dictate to us everything that needs to be done and what cannot be done. And after the special military operation by Russia, EU acts as a US colony. Therefore, now we have another one owner over us. We don't feel free. We don't feel the sovereignty which we felt for a short of time before our motherland became a member of EU and Eurozone. From that moment, we became slaves of the European banking system, and in 2013, Cyprus became the Eurogroup's experimental animal. What a shame when our government votes against the interests and feelings of our people, because we are pressed to do so. Later in September, during the UN Assembly, a resolution will be probably proposed by Russia against fascism and Nazism. As happened last year, all EU countries will again vote against, because Uncle Sam orders so. Just 2 years ago, only USA and Ukraine voted against. I feel, as a humiliated human being and as a part of humiliated people of a whole country. Every people must feel proud for his history, for his traditions, for their own decisions. But when you see that your government takes these decisions after a command from the leaders of other strong European countries and the EU leaders, then you feel as a slave. As we see once again, Russia plays the most important role for saving the world, for establishing a new, fair, multipolar world. Therefore, once again, we have to thank Russia and its army and honor the memory of all its fighters who gave and continue to give their life so that the whole world becomes fair and better. The two most important preconditions for the success of a multipolar world are, first, the victory of Russia against Ukraine and collective West. And this will be achieved with the maximum help and support of the other countries to Russia. Second, a very quick and huge growth of such organizations as BRICS, This has already started and a few days ago by the addition of 6 new states. During the 11th Moscow Conference on International Security in August, I was very, very pleased to hear almost all the participants to mention the multipolarity in their speeches. This shows that unipolar system is already non-acceptable, and most countries look forward to join the new multipolar world. Sergei Naryshkin, the director of the Foreign Intelligence Service of Russia during the 11th Moscow Conference on International Security, said about a structure such as BRICS has great potential in terms of the formation of a fair and democratic architecture of international relations. I think it is no coincidence that this abbreviation in English is heard as the word BRICS. Life literally winks at the Anglo-Saxons. These are indeed bricks in the foundation of a truly free and equal world, and new bricks or poles will soon be added to them. The building of multipolarity will grow and strengthen, protecting the rights of peoples to sovereignty and identity, and developing a real economy. And no beast in the world will be able to destroy this building. I am sure that we all understand that Europe and especially EU countries must have a special approach, and not only about the acceptance of the meaning, but much more for the implementation of multipolarity. This will much be more difficult compared with other countries and continents. But peoples must be very good informed about the benefits of multipolarity and become ready to demand it and accept it. New strong media must play a very serious role for the information war. Dear friends, my speech is mostly an emotional one, but I am sure that many people in Europe especially feel like me, and they are asking back their freedom, their identity, their sovereignty, their independence, their pride, their traditional principles and values of family and society, and a normal native democratic community to live in. Let us fight for us, for our children and grandchildren, for the next generations, for our countries, for the whole world, for a new peaceful and fair world full of harmony and justice, with mutual cooperation, mutual understanding and trust between states, and of course, mutual respect of interests. What we live in nowadays is not a democratic union, but a kind of new colonization. Let us stop it, for God's sake. Let us give an end of the unipolar world and the globalization, and let us create a new multipolar world full of free feeling and happy peoples. Because multipolarity is not only economy, trade, and material values, it is something much more. Dear friends, thank you very much for your attention.